Welcome to TBD, a weekly Where Are They? Where we fill you in on all the TBT news you might want to know.
Yeah.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Miranda. And yeah, today we're going to talk to you about some news stories, I guess. We're also going to take some quizzes, etc. Up top, I just want to let you know we're not going to have like an actual movie episode this week. It's just a crazy week. There's been a lot happening. And we're not going to do it. So, sorry. Go listen to one of our old ones, I guess. I don't know. We have some good ones, and I feel like you probably haven't listened to all of them. So just, like, go back and listen to one that you haven't listened to yet.
True.
I recommend... what do I recommend? I loved our Johnny Tsunami episode. I feel like it's really funny. Because we ski. And... I don't know. Do you have, like, one that you recommend that, like, people might not have listened to?
Since next week, we'll probably be doing our Princess Top 10, I would recommend maybe trying out a different Top 10 episode. Like, maybe our Disney Channel Stars Top 10.
Or a Disney Channel Shows Top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or our Disney Pixar Top 10, but we haven't done that yet.
That's going to be a hard one. Like, I don't know. I'm worried enough about this Princess one, and I'm also... deeply concerned about ranking the Pixar movies.
Yeah, because I feel like that one's going to be very close.
I feel like it's close, but I feel like it's also controversial, and I'm just, like, scared for our iTunes reviews. Speaking of, leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah,
we would love you forever.
Everybody loves the ones that they love, you know? And, like, I feel like we kind of love... Yeah, and, like, I think we kind of love, like, different ones for different reasons.
Yeah, for sure. What's our first story, Olivia? I think you have the first
one. Oh, my God, I'm so excited about this story.
Okay.
So this first story comes to us from Business Insider. So Lindsay Lohan plans to star in a reality series on MTV in the style of Vanderpump Rules.
Wow.
Like, there's so much happening in just that title.
And Lindsay Lohan might be the most TBT person that we could talk about, because we've talked about so many Lindsay Lohan movies. We've talked about Life Size. We've talked about The Parent Trap. We talked about Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, like, so many Lindsay Lohan. Oh my God, Mean Girls, so many. Like, we've done more of her movies, and we have, like, Olsen Twin movies, which is kind of surprising to me, because I don't really think of Lindsay Lohan as, like, being in that much stuff, because she's such a mess now, but she was.
She's definitely in everything. She was in a lot in our childhoods that, like, I didn't realize. So, in a New York Times profile published this story was published on June 26th. In a New York Times profile published Tuesday, actress Lindsay Lohan said she plans to star in a reality series for MTV. Lohan, who just opened a beach club in Mykonos, Greece, said the show will be in the style of Vanderpump Rules, which, like, the fact that Lindsay Lohan, like, knows
Lohan what, rules.
But, like, the fact that she knows what Vanderpump Rules is and, like, is, like, knows enough to, like, use it as a reference. Like, I want my show to be, like, Vanderpump Rules is hilarious.
Okay.
In the profile, Lohan...
I feel like that's attainable. Like, I feel like we could maybe get Lindsay Lohan to, like, listen to an episode of our podcast.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just weird that she's, like, when she's talking about, like, what she wants her show to be like, she's like, I want it to be like Vanderpump Rules. And it's like, could you... Okay. I digress.
Yeah.
In the profile, Lohan also discussed how her life has improved since she moved overseas, where she has a more private life than in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. My first thought is... this idea, like, excites me, like, from the jump, just because it's, like, this could be interesting. And I loved Lindsay's original reality show.
Has anyone, like, bought it? Does it have a network? Does it have a home?
Well, it says it's on MTV, so it sounds like MTV bought this idea. But my curiosity is to see, like, what gang of hoodlums Lindsay Lohan just assembles to, like, work...
That's true.
Yeah. Like, and she feels would be even minimally productive workers, but also reality TV worthy. Like, this is basically, like, what does Lindsay Lohan feel would make good reality TV?
Is it set in Mykonos?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, it's going to be at her...
Did they speak English? Like, how is this going to work?
Because there's...
Are they going to have thick Greek accents? We know from Sister of the Traveling Pants that can get a little difficult sometimes.
So Lohan recently opened up a beach club in Mykonos, which includes a restaurant and a bar. And she said, she's quoted saying to the Times, "There's a business side to my life now, but I'm not in America, so no one knows about it, which is nice for me because I get to actually focus on the result of things," which is just overall very interesting that she wants to like she has finally gotten away from like the craziness that's.
And she's like, let's put it on TV again.
Yeah, and then now she's like, let's make Vanderpump Rules, which is, like, arguably the most, like, really negative and, like soul-sucking. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, crap.
You just feel your brain cells dying, but it feels good.
Like, it's amazing, but it's just, like, trash.
It's like TV. Huffing glue,
you know? Yeah, and she's just like, oh, that's what I want.
I've never huffed glue, by the
way. I just think...
Don't do that.
Also, kind of the audacity that, like, Lindsay Lohan thinks that she has the capability of casting reality TV gold like Lisa Vanderpump.
I think she'll have help. Like, I don't think it's just for her sure. And, like, Allie, you know?
Yeah, and, like, for her, I feel like it's going to be, like, a game recognizes game kind of thing where she's like, okay, I'm crazy. I need to, like, also cast... Like, it's just going to be... Like, could you imagine the casting process for that? Like, no. It's just a shit show. Mm-hmm. Like, they might also just bring... Kind of like how they do it, I feel like, for, like, Below Deck, bring in a bunch of people who, like, speak English from... Europe and, you know, just the cast is going to be such a shit show. It's either going to be amazing or it's going to be terrible.
I'm going to probably bet on the side of terrible. But that's just me. Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, I have, like, a whole rant about how stupid the name Sir is for a restaurant. Like, I don't know why, but when I was up late researching this, I was like... Has anybody ever really realized how stupid the name Sexy Unique Restaurant is for a restaurant? Like, it's so stupid. It's just
it's not ideal.
No, and it's like...
But, like, the name Sir is fine.
But it's, like, the same naming convention as, like, KFC, you know? It's like, why would you name something that? And, like, I went on this whole thing, like, did you know that pump is short for pull up my pants? Haha, JK. It's also short for
pull up your own dang pants, Olivia. But also, like, never wear pants.
Also, I saw this week that TomTom is officially opening in 3 weeks, wow, which is exciting. Very exciting. I feel like it's been...
TomTom, that's a fine name.
It has been TBD for about...
4 years.
Yeah, like 400 years.
I'm behind on Vanderpump Rules and even I know about TomTom, so...
Yeah, well, yeah, so TomTom
will be opening in 3 weeks. I'm just waiting for season 6 to get put on Hulu.
Yeah, well, 3 weeks, everyone, so, especially our LA listeners.
Better go, I guess, I don't know. Is that it? Do anything else?
No, that's it for that amazing piece of literature.
So, in our, like, 10 minutes of researching that I just did before this, I found an article that I thought was interesting, so now I'm talking to you about it. That's funny how that works. So, this article is from Teen Vogue, and I actually saw this, and it's all about Fairly Odd Parents. Did you watch?
Yes.
Are you a fan? I think, like, everyone was a fan.
I wouldn't say I was a fan, but, like, I watched.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite show.
You know Timmy. He's an average kid that no one understands. Mom and
I always thought Cosmo and Wanda were very strange.
Very weird. Yeah. Anyway, so there's the thing that came out was that the creator of Fairly Odd Parents, Butch Hartman, he tweeted that there's a reason for Timmy Turner's hat being pink. So everyone was like, oh my god, like, gender equality goals, like, Timmy Turner's hat is pink. Who, like, it's fine. Because
this shirt was red, right?
It was originally supposed to be blue, so it's pink because he ran out of blue ink, which is funny that, like, he actually drew it on ink, because I feel like that's probably the only time it was actually drawn on ink and not, like, digitally. But this tweet was spawned by Paris Hilton tweeting a photo of her and saying, "Tell me something I don't know," as the caption. Mm-hmm. And then people responded to the tweet literally, as people on Twitter are wont to do. So he responded, "In Fairly Odd Parents, Timmy Turner's hat is pink because I ran out of blue ink." And I just think that's really interesting that, like, that's what happened. And then he also posted a picture of, like, the original design for Timmy in which he has a blue hat.
Well, and wasn't the... wasn't Paris Hilton responding to Adam Rippon's tweet when he said, tell me something I don't know, she tweeted in response to, he tweeted a quote from a quote about perm care, like how everybody knows that you can't take a shower or get your hair wet after you've gotten a perm because it deactivates the ammonium
hydroxide. Yeah, and that's just illegally blonde.
Yeah, and it was illegally
blonde. But no, this tweet was not a response to anything.
Okay, because and then it had like that underneath as her tweeted back. It was on like celeb.
I think she was just by celeb. She was just trying to like get some engagement on her.
Is that like a song or something that she's doing? What is
that? Tell me something I don't know. Do you know that song?
Yeah, it's a Disney song.
But that's also just, like, a phrase that people say. It's a Selena Gomez song Another Cinderella Story.
But, like, why is she tweeting that to be, like, what is she doing? Is that, like, a song that she is coming out or something like that? Because isn't she a DJ?
No, it's just a caption for a photo. Like, people just have dumb captions for photos.
Well.
And that's what that is.
Someone trying to be relevant.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Let her tweet out a pretty photo of herself in a fur with, like, a low bun. Yeah, it's fine. Sure. Apparently this was actually reported back in 2016 by MTV News, but like nobody cares, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
It's fine. I'm letting you know now, so just pretend that you didn't know, even if you already did know.
I doubt very many people.
Also, like, why would you have committed that to memory? Like, that'll be in one ear and out the other. You won't remember this tomorrow morning. Ooh. What else? What do you have?
Okay, well, do we want to do so I have a couple different games. Well, this one's pretty quick. So do you want to try to guess what the most millennial girl name is?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Is it like a trendy name or is it a name that like I know a lot of people with this name?
You know a lot of people with this name. So like think of our age group. Don't think of like what people are naming babies now. It's like what's the most common for our age group?
Okay. How many guesses can I have?
Well, so the top five are all, like, just try to guess, and then you get a few guesses for
Jessica?
Jessica's number one!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Good job! Wow. Okay, well, let's see.
Can I also guess some other ones? I'm going to guess Ashley?
Ashley's number two!
Oh, my God! I'm so good at this.
Oh, my God!
What about, like, Madison or something like that? I feel like that's a very millennial name. I don't know if that's on the list, but Jessica and Ashley, I'm impressed by. What about, like, Emily?
Emily's number six.
Oh my
god. Madison's not on the list, but I think Madison might be a little younger than us.
What about like Caitlin?
Caitlin is...
What about Kelsey? Is Kelsey on the list?
So Caitlin is not on the list, but I think it's because there's so many different ways to spell it, honestly. Maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Is Kelsey on the list?
No.
Okay.
Not on the top.
What about... I'm trying to think like what a lot of people are named like... older than me because I don't know. I'm on the young end of Kelsey.
Yeah.
Is Olivia one perchance?
No.
Okay.
No, I think Olivia skews younger too. That's true. No,
Olivia's been like popular recently, but I feel like people now are spelling it with like an A.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gross. Olivia. Like A L. I don't know. What are the other ones? I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like I killed that.
Okay, so
you thought
one
I was gonna
Jessica.
Be so bad.
Number two is Ashley. Number three is Amanda.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Number four is Sarah. Sarah with an H.
Okay. Sarah, I could have guessed. Sarah was definitely one that I was thinking of guessing.
Number five is Jennifer. Number six is Emily. Number seven is Samantha.
Oh, yeah. I was almost named Samantha. My mom's names were like Miranda and Samantha. I was like, wow, you were watching a lot of Sex in the City.
Well, and I think like Miranda and Samantha are kind of the same vein,
were
too.
Were the other opposites Charlotte?
Charlotte and Carrie?
Yeah.
Number eight is Elizabeth, which I feel like is pretty common for like any age.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a millennial name, though.
Well, I feel like Elizabeth is a middle name. It's not a first name.
Oh,
I don't know
for
a lot
sure.
of people who have Elizabeth as
Everyone's
first name.
Everyone's middle names are Elizabeth, Marie, Lynn,
Anne. Number nine is Stephanie, and number 10 is Lauren.
Okay, Lauren. I should have said Lauren.
Yeah.
I know so many Laurens, but Lauren might be on the younger side.
Yeah.
I wonder what the top Gen Z names, like, people can definitely, you can tell me what the top Gen Z names are, because Gen Z has already been, like,
Wait,
born.
Are we not going to do boys?
Oh, boys? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
These are pretty easy.
Okay. I feel like they're probably pretty, like, common boys' names. Like, I feel like, Gen Z, the boys' names are, like, Brayden, Kaden.
Yeah.
Like, that's
they're
everyone's name.
But, like, no, millennials
no.
don't think
okay.
that. Think very straightforward.
Is one of them, like, Alex? I feel like I know a lot of Alexes.
No.
Okay. I guess they're not as classic as I think they are.
I mean, once you hear them, they very much are. But
Is one of them Matt?
So Matthew's number three.
Okay. Is one of them Michael?
Michael's number one.
Okay. Luke and John.
John is number 10, but Lucas is not on there. Yeah.
I was just joking because like Matthew, Michael, Luke, and John. Yeah. Okay. Just made sure but that I think
those
that.
Like that just being like those are just mainstay. Like
are there any Bible like wild cards in there? Like is Aiden on there or something like that?
No, not. I mean, 14 is Brandon, which I think is kind of a bit of one, but the rest of them are pretty straightforward.
Okay. What's number two?
Okay, so number two is Christopher.
Oh, duh. Okay, sorry. That's your brother's name, right? I should have gotten that.
My brother?
Is your brother's name Christopher?
No, Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Which is number 11.
Okay.
three is Matthew. Four is Joshua.
Okay, Josh.
Five is Daniel.
Duh.
Six is David.
Oh my god, duh.
Seven is Andrew.
Okay, wow, I'm an idiot.
Eight is James, which I really am starting to like for a girl. I think James is very cute for a girl. Okay. Nine is Joseph. Mm-hmm. These are very biblical. And 10 is John.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the only kind of odd ones would be, okay, Ryan is 12 and Tyler is 20. No, they're
Tyler
not weird.
Tyler I probably
but, like,
should have guessed. But what I would have been interested in is to see, like, the names that are popular for that time period, but not popular for other time
periods.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like the
there's
Elsas
obviously those
and
names,
stuff like that.
And especially with guys' names, like, guys' names are Elsa. What do you...
I saw something, I was researching something, and it was like Elsa became, like, was, like, never in the top 100
until
names.
Until Frozen came out?
Yeah, until Frozen came out.
I thought
and
you
it
meant
was
for,
like
millennials. I was
no,
like, what are you
and then it
about?
Became, like, it was, like, number 20.
It was the same thing with, like, Bella, too.
Yeah.
Like, Isabella got so popular, and so did, like, Edward and Jasper and, like, all those Twilight names, which is so weird to think about. Like, I feel so bad for all of those, like, third graders named Bella. You know what I mean? What was I gonna say? Oh, I would be much more interested in seeing, like, a more trendy list of, like, what names weren't popular in other times, but that's a lot harder to do for boys because boys' names are a lot less trendy than girls' names. Like, boys' names, you're always gonna have, like, Matthew, Michael, Luke, John, like, all James, like, all those biblical names that, like, don't go out of style or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, I think you did pretty good.
I did, too. So, I have a quiz for you.
Okay.
That might be kind of fun to take. And my quiz, it's from BuzzFeed, or all the good ones are. And wait, what was the source of what we were looking at before?
Oh, it was Brit & Co. But it's a little bit, it was from a couple months ago, but it was just something that was cute and fun.
Yeah, so like, what are the people that are listening to this probably named, you know? That's what that quiz was.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. So this quiz is, how old are these former Disney stars? This is from July 2nd on BuzzFeed, posted by Whitney Jefferson. Like, hi, Whitney. And she's actual BuzzFeed staff. So hopefully this is good.
It has maybe been vetted by Wikipedia.
It's usually like a BuzzFeed community contributor. And you're like, like, BuzzFeed didn't hire you.
Like, yeah. Like, anyway. You definitely don't have any sort like, you're
anyone
can
post a quiz on
exactly.
BuzzFeed. Literally anyone. But congratulations to Whitney. Someone hired you. Anyway. So how old are each of these different celebrities? And it's a slider at the bottom. I think all of them go from 16 to 40. So nobody's younger than 16 and nobody's older than 40. Shock.
I don't think I was
going
to guess any of those.
So the first one, which I feel like you might, I don't know. How old is Zendaya?
Okay, Zendaya, I'm going to say she's...
Did I say that right? I think it's Zendaya.
I think it is Zendaya. I think she's 22.
Okay, 22. Nailed it. She's 21.
Okay. Well,
so it's close. I think it gives you like 1 year of wiggle room.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Thanks, BuzzFeed.
I feel like you should know this. How old is Zac Efron?
I think he is 31.
I'm guessing 29. 30. Wow.
Oh, wow. Right in between.
So we both got a point there because it's one in between. So
we sandwiched him.
How old is Miley Cyrus? I know Miley Cyrus's birthday because I was like a really big Miley Cyrus fan.
It's December, right?
No.
Oh.
It's November 23rd.
Okay, November. But she is a little bit younger than me. So I think she is 25 now. Yeah. We're the same age now. Mm-hmm.
Her birthday is November 23rd, 1992.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I know she's like really close to me. So yeah.
So it turns out I actually don't know Miley Cyrus's birthday because I thought it was 93.
Yeah, no, it's definitely 92. I know she's like close to the same age as me.
How old is Joe Jonas?
Let's see. Let's go with 28.
Nailed it.
Yay! Oh my god, I'm so good at this.
I know, you actually are pretty good at this. This next one is really, like, reaching into the depths of Disney Channel time. How old is Britney Spears? I like this because people can play along at home, you know?
I think, yeah. Well, so was the other one. Okay. I think she's
36, you got a point
for
that.
Oh my god, he's so good at this!
You were like Rayman for how old people are, which is so weird because I can't tell how old anyone is ever.
I'm just trying to like do the math. I don't think that like, oh, she looks 36. I'm like trying to do the math of like when she was popular, yeah. Like, you know.
How old is Demi Lovato? Demi Lovato?
25.
Oh my god. So good at this.
Well, because she's close to, I know, like, her, Selena, and
I think a lot
Miley,
of them are your age,
yeah,
too,
and
that's really
helping. Yeah,
because
her, Selena, and Miley
you.
Are, like, all, I think their birthdays are, like, pretty close together, too, yeah. And I think we're all the same age.
How old is Cole Sprouse? How old is Dylan Sprouse? I love how it's just Cole on this list. It's not Dylan. It's so shady, but I get it.
He is 24?
Yeah, I was going to say 24 as well. 25. Almost. Oh. Close. But how
old
is...
We could all be such good friends. Me, Cole, Demi,
Miley, Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany's a little old for us. But
that's fine. She's the mom of the group.
Yeah,
you know?
She can be our mom. I don't know. I feel like she's kind of... She's weird.
She's so weird.
Like, I don't know if I would really want to be friends with her because no. She's so weird.
Next we have... I don't know what he was in that was Disney Channel, but Ryan Gosling. And in this photo, he looks like a wax figure of Ryan Gosling. I think it's actual Ryan Gosling, but he doesn't look real.
Ryan Gosling. Okay.
It's like you're photoshopped. Sorry.
I think he's 37. Is that right? Oh my god!
That is right. I took
That's
a
so
sip
crazy.
Right before you said that, and then I just missed it. You are nailing. Like, you're
I'm
really
so good
at this.
At this.
This is crazy.
I swear I've never seen this before.
I feel like you study this every night. You have your flashcards.
We're passing age flashcards.
Yeah. Ugh. You're getting enough time to, like, figure out when their birthday is and then do the math, you know? How old is Selena Gomez?
25.
Yeah. Nailed it. What month do you think Selena Gomez was born in? I think this is a little harder for you.
I think
what does
she's,
she feel like to
is
you?
She like October?
July.
Okay.
Not close. How old is Ashley Tisdale?
Okay, that one's a little hard. Okay.
I actually know because I think it was her birthday and I saw it on Instagram. I think I know how old she is.
I think she's 29.
I think she's 31. Oh, she's 33. Oh, dang
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dang. I didn't know she was that much older
I even, like,
than
saw
Zac
a
Efron.
Birthday post, and I still got it wrong. How old is Hillary Duff?
34.
30.
Wow. Ooh, she's baby. Younger than Ashley Tisdale?
Yeah.
That's so
That's
weird.
Actually kind of surprising.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised.
Interesting. But she was, like, young when she was on Disney Channel, and Ashley Tisdale was a little older.
Yeah, that's
when she
true.
Was on Disney Channel. Like, Ashley Tisdale was much more of, like, a Debbie Ryan.
Yeah.
I feel like Debbie Ryan was, like, on Disney Channel for way too long. How old is Justin Timberlake of Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling was Mickey Mouse Club, so I guess we're, like, really
That's
stretching
how.
It with the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, I mean, so is Britney.
Yeah, so is Britney Spears, yeah. Justin Timberlake, okay, so let's go with, I think he's, like, 38.
37.
Okay.
Close enough. How old is Vanessa Hudgens?
29.
Okay. 30. So, okay. Close again.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's close to whatever
that was
Efron is.
Deeply impressive.
Thanks.
I just need you to know.
I do what I can.
But yeah.
Thanks.
I'm shocked.
Aw.
Shocked. No, I'm not whatever that is. Thanks, though.
I gave you... Okay, never mind. Okay, so my... So another quiz we have, because we just can't quit.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. I mean, this is all you're getting, so we're just going to keep going so we don't have to talk about a movie.
So, okay.
We're only at 27 minutes, so it's fine. We can just keep talking.
Yeah, well, this one's very patriotic. So these are the America's most patriotic brands. Brands, which are very important.
I don't really understand, like, how this is so TBT, but I'm sure you'll explain it.
Okay, so it's TBT because some of these brands are brands that we talk about fairly frequently.
Okay.
And they've been with us in our lives for, since TBT. So, let's do top 10 or see.
Where is this coming from?
USA Today.
Great.
And I think it was published today.
Great. Love that.
Lovely. Okay. So, would you like to take a guess?
Oh, what one of America's most patriotic brands is?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, Coca-Cola.
That is number three.
Okay. Number one.
Wait, hold on. So Coca-Cola, the company headquarters, I think some of this is kind of interesting because some of these are not actually American brands.
Oh, like, great.
The headquarters are not in the United States.
You don't say.
So Coca-Cola's headquarters is actually in Atlanta, Georgia.
Great. Can I go again?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like there's one of them that's going to be like a beer brand, and I feel like it's going to be like Budweiser, which is definitely German. That makes no sense. Sorry.
Well, it was originally, Anheuser-Busch was actually
it's an immigrant, maybe? I don't know.
No, it was started in St. Louis. Anheuser-Busch is actually an American brand. However, InBev that bought them is, I believe, a German brand. Good. Not in the top 25.
Okay. What about Pepsi? Is Pepsi on there? Pepsi's logo is red, white, and blue.
Pepsi, I think I saw on here, but not, number 20.
Okay.
Company headquarters in Purchase, New York. Cute. Didn't know that was a thing.
What about Purchase Pepsi? Can you give me, like, a hint? Like, what's the industry that we're talking here?
Okay,
give me just, like, a jumping off point.
Number one is a car brand.
Oh, Chevrolet.
No.
Ford?
No.
Excuse me? Are you kidding?
The parent company.
Tesla?
No.
I'm trying to think of other American. Chrysler? Like, what do you...
Well, Chrysler is the parent company. It's Jeep. And Jeep's company headquarters are in London, United Kingdom.
Love that.
Yeah, conveniently.
So we're like my emotional headquarters. But I don't like that. It's Chevy. You know, like it's not Jeep. What is their reasoning?
So Jeep's parent company is Fiat Chrysler.
Okay. Well,
I don't know why. I don't feel like Jeep is like that American.
Fiat's not American.
No,
sorry,
it's
I'm
not.
Getting offended by
no,
this.
No, it's not. And I don't feel like Chrysler is that American. Chrysler is really trying to brand themselves as American.
That's
but
dumb.
Like, yeah, no, it's very interesting. So number two. I mean, this one's pretty much a given.
Number two is...
It's a media company that we talk about all the time.
Google.
No.
Oh.
That we talk about all the time.
Facebook? A media company. Disney.
Yes, thank you. Disney, whose company
headquarters not get that. That's so
are
dumb.
In Burbank, California.
Great.
So number four,
be.
We've already mentioned, was Ford, headquartered in Dearborn, Michigan. Number five is a credit card company.
Visa? I don't know. Like, I don't...
American Express.
Oh, okay. That's tough.
New York is where they're headquartered. Number six is candy.
Hershey's.
Yeah.
Headquartered in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Number seven is a media company.
Have I named it already?
No, but close.
A media company?
A social media company.
I said Facebook already. A social media company?
Yeah, what's also like a Facebook or
Twitter?
Yep. Twitter's number 7, which I don't feel like Twitter... Like, I don't think
Facebook media seems deeply more American to me than Twitter. Yeah,
exactly. When I think of, like, social media, I also don't, like, think of America, but yeah. That's okay.
This is America.
Headquartered in San Francisco, California. Number 8 is a liquor company that is very American.
I'm picturing it, what I'm thinking of, because you said liquor. Is it Jack Daniels?
Yep.
Okay.
Out of Louisville, Kentucky. I feel like that's like super American.
Love that. That's number like 9. Channing Tatum in Kingsman too, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes. Number 9 is a phone company.
AT&T.
Exactly. Out of Dallas, Texas. And number 10 is a department store.
Target. Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart is much more American than Target.
Yes, out of Bentonville. But yeah, some other... 11 was Levi Strauss. Ralph Lauren was number 12. 13 is Coach. 14 is Amazon.
I have a story about Coach. Can I talk about Coach to you for a second?
Sure. 15 was Apple. I felt like okay. That one needed to
so
get
Selena
in there.
Gomez is one of the main spokespeople, faces of Coach. And there's an article from... Teen Vogue that I saw while I was looking for articles, and they're saying that like the ad campaign that they're doing this time for fall 2018 is like throwback 90s vibes, and I get no 90s from this at all whatsoever. I'm gonna send this to you, but I don't really understand. I guess maybe like the bags are, but I feel like the fashion isn't even that 90s. Like it's cute. Like I'm generally like, I know it's not a very popular opinion. I kind of like Coach, but this feels much more dated to me than 90s. Like this feels very like Old West and sort of like, I don't know. It doesn't really feel 90s.
I like the jacket she's wearing in this picture, though. That jacket is super cute.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the Coach ad, but...
Yeah, I mean, it might be a Coach jacket. I know they make leather jackets.
Maybe, but I'm talking about the actual, like, ads further down in the article, and, like, the bags are in, and there's, like, the car that looks like... It looks like a Mustang, and she's, like, in front of a brick wall somewhere, and, like... I don't know where she is, but it doesn't feel very 90s to me. So that's what I'm saying about Coach. But generally, like, kind of a Coach fan. I feel like Coach is my favorite of the, like, lower price tag, attainable luxury goods.
I think I prefer Kate Spade.
Yeah, I mean, I really a lot of people like do, but I feel like Kate Spade just isn't really my style.
Yeah, Kate Spade is... I can't... This isn't loading the pictures, of course. Okay. Kate Spade, I love. I like Marc
I like
Jacobs.
Rebecca Minkoff.
Yeah, I do too.
But I don't like Michael Kors.
I don't like Michael Kors at all. I really like Marc Jacobs.
Yeah, Marc Jacobs is fine.
It's good. It's not loading these pictures.
How weird. That's Should I screenshot them and send them to you?
Just turn your...
I'm very tethered right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
I like the clothes, though. The clothes are cute. I don't get 90s vibe from them, but they're cute.
No
clothes.
90s vibe at all. So I don't know. Oh, my God. Yeah. There's a quiz on BuzzFeed, and it's which 2008 film are you actually? I want to take this really quickly. Olivia, pick a genre. Action, comedy, romance, horror.
Comedy.
Okay. Pick a 2008 couple. Do you want to do Reese with... Not do you want to do, that's weird. Okay. Reese Witherspoon and Jake Gyllenhaal, Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling, Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer, what? Or Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
I'm going to do Rachel and Ryan.
I knew that you were going to, okay. Pick a 2008 jam. Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It, Low by Flo Rida, Disturbia by Rihanna, or I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry?
Let's do Disturbia by Rihanna.
It's like the darkest is light. Pick a show that started in 2008. I don't know if you're going to like any of these. So True Blood, Rachel Maddow Show, Breaking Bad, or Sons of Anarchy.
Let's do Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go with that. I just know you so well. So pick a priority. Family, friends, money, power, knowledge, science, earth, humanity.
Knowledge, science.
What?
I mean, money, power, but...
Yeah. Pick a 2008 look, and I can't really show you these, so I'm just gonna message that on over. So is it, like, a graphic tee with lots of, like, neon and white lettering on it with a weird, like, cropped leather jacket on top of it? A silver sequined top and a white ruffled skirt with tears to it. Tears are very 2008. Both like in crying and also in just like layers. A black bodysuit looking thing with long sleeves, a deep V, and then a feathery.
I think it's actually like a dress. I think it's like a... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. With like a feathery pair of shorts, or this looks like it's Demi Lovato or something like that. A black jacket with beige puff sleeves and belted with like rivets on the belt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to do like the feathered shorts. I love the texture.
That's a good call. I feel like that's the most current. Yeah, pick a quote. I really
like a feathered anything.
The quotes are, when life gives you lemons, just say, fuck the lemons, and bail. 2, I'd never given much thought to how I would die, but dying in a place of someone I love seems like a good way to go. 3, I don't read the script reads me. Or 4, give me a scotch, I'm starving.
Let's do give me a scotch, I'm starving.
Love that. Pick a 2008-2009 Best Picture nominee. The options are...
Jesus.
Slumdog Millionaire, Milk, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, or The Reader.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button was nominated for...
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go... What was the last one?
The Reader.
Never even heard of it. Nope. Let's go Benjamin Button.
Oh, interesting. Okay. You got The Dark Knight. That's fine.
Okay.
Sure. You are dark, mysterious, and occasionally broody. You also have a dog named Brody.
But, like, I don't feel like I'm dark, mysterious, or, like,
I don't know. No, I don't think that describes you at all.
No.
You have two sides of your personality, and they both tend to attract trouble. There's so many, like, TBT quizzes on BuzzFeed right now. Which High School Musical song best describes your life? BuzzFeed is very in tune with what's necessary.
Do we want to do a random number generator for...
We can, sure.
Okay, perfect.
Oh my god, can you name the 15 most followed celebrities on Instagram in 2 minutes? You bet your ass I'm going to try. So, in 2 weeks, we're going to do Hercules. Next week, we are going to talk to you about our top 10 favorite Disney princesses, which I'm honestly really scared to do.
I think there's, like, only 11 or 12, like, official Disney princesses, so I think we're just going to do a Disney princess countdown, honestly.
Oh, I'm just scared. Like, I mean, we can do that, but I also don't really want to talk about, like, our least favorite. Like, I don't really want to talk about, like, our combined least favorite.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's, for the ones that I have towards the lower part of my rankings, there's definitely, like, reasons for that. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not afraid to, like, say what, you know, like, those are the reasons why I didn't feel like they were the top.
Okay. Yeah, anything, and then, yeah, we're also going to talk, did I say?
Hercules is in 2 weeks.
Hercules in 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, so I think we have a pretty good lineup coming up. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I am.
There's a lot of great great Disney movies on Netflix. Strong recommend.
Yeah, seriously.
Not sponsoring. I wish they would, but it's fine. Yeah, they don't have any money to sponsor anything, so it's fine.
What?
They don't? No, they're in so much debt.
Oh, really? Yeah. They probably shouldn't stop making so much original content.
No, they're trying to make original content so people get Netflix. So, yeah.
All right. Interesting. Okay. So,
sounds good. See you in, like...
On Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah. See you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I don't actually know when this is going to go up. I might like hold on to this and release this on Thursday. I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah. Could. Yeah. Okay. So see you either Tuesday or Thursday.
We'll see you when we see you. Like, yeah. We'll see you when we upload. You should subscribe so that you don't miss it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.